Oh, what a way to end the week. Saturday, June 19th, 2021. Hello, my friends. We have some interval training. As we say at Lynchpin, interval training is Latin for fun, and I hope that you are of the same mindset. Here's what we have. What goes better than running and deadlifts? Just a posterior chain explosion. Fast running and heavy deadlifts go together even better. But wait, there's more. What if we added in the bar-facing burpee? Wouldn't that make life grand? It certainly would. Well, guess what? You get it. But yet you do get a bonus prize, a technically complicated gymnastics movement under extreme fatigue, the ring muscle-up. What a day. Here's what we have going on. You warm up. You feel amazing. If you haven't watched the How to Approach Heavy Days video, please do that. And you've got three intervals. It's only three. How often in Lynchpin we do four, five, six intervals? This is only three. This is going to be great. Three intervals, each for time, of a 400-meter run as if you were shot out of a cannon. You come back in. There's the bar with the deadlift weight on it. But you're not going to deadlift it yet. You immediately go into 12 bar-facing burpees because those will give you superpowers for the deadlift. You finish the 12th bar-facing burpee. The deadlift has 70% of your one rep max on the bar. You execute 9 beautiful deadlifts. You drop the barbell. You might feel a little bit of fatigue setting at this point. Lungs feel like they're on fire. Grip's challenging. Guess what? 6 ring muscle-ups remain. Knock out your 6 ring muscle-ups. You have completed an interval. You note your time, and then you execute a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio. So what we mean by that, if you're unfamiliar with it, is let's say that that interval, 400-meter run, 12 bar-facing burpees, 9 deads, 6 ring muscle-ups, let's say for easy math, it takes you 5 minutes. A 1-to-1 work-to-rest ratio means you will rest the exact same amount of time that took you to do the work. Took you 5 minutes, you rest 5 minutes, then you would do it again. A 1-to-2 means you would rest twice as long. So if it took you 5, you would rest 10. So it's 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2. So you could choose to do a 1.5. You know, it's just somewhere in from 1-to-1 to 1-to-2. Meaning, take the rest that you need, please, so that you can actually go hard on the intervals, because that's the goal. Interval days, by the very nature, we try to bump the intensity up a little bit there. Let's see. We've got other equipment conversions in case you have to row or bike or something like that. I would not recommend rowing on a day like today with that deadlift looming right there, but it's your choice. So this is just, all joking aside, a beautiful, nasty dose of fitness and work capacity. I mean, if you have what it takes to run a hard 400, right into 12 bar-facing burpees, and then in that level of being tired and fatigued, you do 9 deads at 70%, which is going to be very taxing, and then you have to end it with now just a body weight, technically complicated movement. You've got a lot of capacity, all joking aside. So these intervals are some serious pieces of work today. There's a lot going on there, though, right? We've got a video showing the burpees over the barbell or dumbbells, in case you're the Leo option, deadlift, and the kipping ring muscle-up. Super fitness robot time, 3 minutes and 15 seconds or less per interval. More likely, 5 minutes and 30 seconds or less per interval. So, if something gets people today, it's most likely going to be, hey, we need to knock down the deadlift loading, or I don't have ring muscle-ups yet. You know, other things could get people for sure, but those are probably going to be the two culprits. I would like somebody who believes in interval number one, that if they hit the run appropriately hard, right? I understand that if you PR your 400-meter run, you'll just collapse and won't be able to do a single deadlift. So there's a beautiful threshold that you're going to run hard, but appropriately hard, given what's looming right after that with the burpees, the deads, and the ring muscle-ups. You could also just not even care about the run and just casually jog, and then yes, you're a hero on the burpees and the deadlifts, but That's not the point either. It's to ride that line between heaven and hell. Okay, so for the scaled option today, 3 intervals, each for time, 400 meter run, 12 burpees. Now they're not bar facing, they're just 12 old school burpees. 9 deadlifts, knock the loading down from 70% to 60% of your one rep max. And now we have 12 chest to bar pull-ups, kipping chin over bar pull-ups or ring rows in place of the ring muscle-ups. So I think between those two options there, we're going to have a place for everybody to play, and still with a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio. Video showing the burpee, chest to bar pull-up, kipping pull-ups, how to get a pull-up in case you're still working towards one. Don't forget there's a great program on the Beyond the Whiteboard specialty programs in the ring row. Limited equipment option. 3 intervals, each for time, 400 meter run. God bless the limited equipment crew. 400 meter run, 12 dumbbell facing burpees, 28 dumbbell deadlifts, pair of 50s or pair of 35s, and then 6 low ring muscle-ups using as little leg as possible. Of course, the same work to rest ratio in the video showing the dumbbell deads and the low ring muscle-ups. No equipment workout, 3 intervals each for time, 400 meter run, 20 burpees, 20 glute bridges, 1 second pause at the top. Same work to rest ratio. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, the banded march, your friend and mine. The goal is to accumulate eventually 3 to 5 minutes of continuous marching, but for now, knock down the time, break it up as needed as you pursue this goal. We've got a video showing the banded march. And then the low ring muscle-up for some extra muscle-up practice there. Accumulate 10 to 20 reps using as little leg as possible. And there's even a second low ring muscle-up on the CrossFit Linchpin YouTube channel if you're still developing your technique with that. Hopefully it helps you. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're going to stretch with the glute stretch, the straddle stretch, pec stretch laying on your side, and a foam roller for the back and lats. Ending the week with interval training. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I'm sure I will. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow. Thanks for being awesome. In all honesty, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. See you back here on Monday.